Oh, and we are back. And I can't believe it's the last segment of the second day. I don't know how that happened, but we're so happy to have another fellow in a blue shirt, except John's is a different kind of blue. We have John Zimmerman, who is from Sporty's. And boy, everybody knows Sporty's. I mean, John's the new product development and marketing guy at Sporty's. But best of all, he also has that side job. He's editor of Airfax magazine, and he flies a whole bunch of different airplanes. He took me for helicopter ride last year, and he was silly enough to say, Rob, would you like to try flying the helicopter? And it was okay because John was there, but I realized that probably helicopters are not my thing. They're his thing. So, John, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you're too hard on yourself. You did just fine. It's like my first helicopter lesson when I thought I had just about killed us six times, and the instructor said, you know, that was actually really good. And I thought, well, if that's really good, I wonder what really bad looks like.
Well, that's the problem with the helicopters. It seems so different that you can't – the feel is just different from, you know, an airplane. But, you know, as I was saying just before we started, my spies told me that you didn't come to AirVenture in a helicopter this year. John, how did you get to AirVenture?
Yeah, I have a tradition that this is probably my 25th AirVenture or something like that. Started coming here as a kid with my dad. And for the last 10 years or so, I've always had a tradition of coming low and slow. Because it's a big, busy week, and there's a lot going on here, but getting here really is half the fun. And so this year I decided to come even slower. So I got in the Citabria, which flat out does about 91 knots, and came up yesterday and just had a great flight up. The weather was perfect. Flew up the Chicago Lakeshore, and visibility was about 40 miles. So came up the Lakeshore and was beautiful, and then landed here with a little bit of a crosswind. It was some exciting stuff out there. I was feeling bad for myself, and then I looked behind me and saw that traffic right on my rear end was a B-17. So I figured if he could wrestle it on the runway, I probably can't complain about a Citabria on the runway.
Is this a 7ECA?
This is one of the newer ones. So this is they call it the Adventure.
Oh, it's 150 horse?
160 horse.
Ooh. 160.
160 horse, but wow. Fixed pitch prop, no flaps, so still really simple, just stick and rudder flying, no inverted fuel and oil, no constant speed prop, nothing like that, not too many knobs to get in the way. So.
Hey, you could tow a glider with that.
You could. It's a performer. It's, you know, the same engine. It's an 0320, just like a old 172, but it's about 1,600 pounds gross weight. So it's about 800 pounds less than a 172. So it gets up and goes.
Yeah, 800 pounds, that's about a glider.
I towed banners with a 150-horse Citabria years ago down in Chicago, along the lakeshore, waving to the people. But but I had a 7ECA, which was a 115-horse Citabria for a long time, and I loved it. And I'm just so sad that it is gone. It has gone to airplane heaven, I found out. But but hey, who knows? Maybe before you leave, maybe we can wangle a ride out of you.
Might be able to get talked into that.
Uh-huh. I figure if you're silly enough to let me fly your helicopter, got to be a piece of cake in a real airplane.
Absolutely.
So what's happening these days at Sporty's? What's new and cool? And
yeah, we're staying busy. We are. We've always thought that new products and new technology is really what drives this industry. I mean, look, that's Oshkosh, right? This whole week is about innovation and new stuff. So maybe it's an overused word, but it's really true this week. A lot of people doing a lot of exciting stuff, and we try to be plugged into a lot of that. Certainly the iPad world just continues to explode. Unbelievable that 5 years ago none of us had an iPad, and now talked to a gentleman yesterday who doesn't own a cell phone, doesn't own a computer, but he's got an iPad because he needs it for flying. So it's pretty fun to watch that kind of transformation, and it's also one of those things that actually gives us more for less money.
And
we all like to complain about the price of aviation, and with plenty of reason usually, but there's an example of something that's actually better for less money. So I like to try to pause and at least appreciate that for a minute. So
yeah, I have to say that the utility of a tablet, be it an iPad or an Asus or a Nexus, the utility of a tablet in the cockpit has really sold me over time. And what I'd love to see would be an app that I didn't have to keep flipping to another app to get all of the things I need, from flight planning to weather to, you know, right now I have a very powerful EFB, for lack of another word, electronic flight book, But at the same time, I tend to go here for my radar picture on the ground because it's got this neat wind streaming thing that it does. Or I go over here, you know, to get a better idea because I like AirNav, for instance, for getting the basic information on the flight planning before I even start flight planning. And I go over here. Has anybody made something that's going to really be the one-stop shopping?
I think you're seeing a trend towards that. I don't know that we'll ever get there because everybody's different, you know, and your tastes are different. But you're seeing two examples come to mind from two of the big players. 4Flight has been doing a lot of work with weather. They've probably doubled the number of weather products that are in their app now. They hired a meteorologist to help with that. And so they have really tried to make that one-stop shopping for weather, and they're getting really close. The other example I give is Garmin. Just this week, added automatic logbook features to their Garmin Pilot app.
Oh, that's nice.
So another example, and I think you're seeing more and more of that, where the early app market was really fragmented among a bunch of different options, and it's really consolidating around a few big apps that are trying to do more and more and more. Probably never be perfect, but there's definitely some momentum there, and you're seeing it this week.
Yeah, I can imagine. And then the other thing is the connectivity. Are we coming to an open standard yet where these apps are going to work with a lot of different products that might Bluetooth or Wi-Fi to them to give us ADS-B and weather and miscellaneous other stuff out there?
I don't know that we're at open standard, but we're certainly moving that direction. I mean, you see the integration with 4Flight and Garmin, Panamount Avionics this week. Free flight ADS-B products are starting to integrate with some apps. So you're definitely moving that direction. That's not a smooth course, and there's a lot of ugly work that goes on behind the scenes that are making it happen, but that's definitely the direction we're heading, and that's good for pilots. So.
Yeah, I think so, because I think pilots should have choice. I think you should be able to get a 4Flight if that's what works with your style, and then go out and get a different, you know, more than one possibility out there, and you might like it or not like it and move on to the next one and have some flexibility there.
Yeah, one of the issues I think we run into in aviation as a smaller market, especially with some app developers being smaller, is how much can you support given the market and given the investment? And that's always the trade-off that I think as you're seeing some of that app consolidation, it's allowing some of this because it's less fragmented. And if it's less fragmented, you've got more opportunity to consolidate around something like that.
Absolutely. And then that going forward goes to the panel connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
Very recently, I've noticed that there's an app for my Android that I can use to upload flight plans into my EFIS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I fly an experimental, which is pretty cool, but, you know, Aspen Avionics has a similar setup with the iPad, and I'd be curious to see whether more of that starts to happen.
I think that's definitely on the radar. You saw it this week with Garmin allowing that with 4Flight. You saw Avidyne yesterday announced sort of an open development standard for some of their panel mount stuff, so... again, it's going to take work. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think you definitely see some of the smartest people in the industry working on that now.
Yeah, well, and it's for the rest of us who don't have FMS
mm-hmm.
keyboard stuff in our cockpit, and it's really hard. You know, the one thing that was so tough on me with the Garmin 1000s and 2000s, 3000s is the radio stuff is so small. If you don't have a keyboard to punch it in, even with my old eyes, just seeing the frequency
yeah.
is getting hard.
And, you know, something we always remind ourselves at Sporties is that the vast majority of our customers have never flown a glass cockpit, right? I mean, I flew up in the Tabri yesterday, and it's six-pack. My iPad was my primary reference. I wasn't flying IFR based off of it or anything like that, but in terms of situational awareness and everything, that's the best piece of avionics I have in the cockpit.
Of course, you know, in the old days, us old guys would just look out the window.
Out the window is nice.
But I mean, as my friend David Vanderhoof always says over at the Airplane Geeks, you know, the best seat is when you can look out the window and enjoy the view and turn off all the junk. I'm sorry. No offense. You know, I mean, yeah, but, you know, sometimes people do get too focused on the electronics, and we want to make sure there's a balance. But can I just mention one cool thing that I always love about Sporties? And by the way, what building are you in?
We're in a big tent right in front of Hangar B. So if you walk outside and see a big blue tent, that's us.
Okay. And the thing I love is that every time I go in there, I walked into the area where they have all these little bits of machinery, of hand-tooled things that connect things to things and allow you to connect your iPad and hang it from various and sundry bits in your airplane. And it's almost like they've flown every airplane in the world because there's a way to make it all be where you want it to be. And I just love those little toys, because when you want to hang your iPad in your Citabria and you have that piece of airframe, you need the right framework. And you guys always have that. Whose idea was it to put all that stuff together?
That really comes from us being pilots. You know, we're a group of 20-25, the main core of us, 20-25 active pilots. We're out there flying Cubs and Citabrias and Aztecs and Citations and everything in between. And when you're just flying every day, I was flying along last year and I don't have a cup holder in that Citabria, and that drove me nuts. So we have one of those doohickeys that you just described. That
a doohickey, yes.
I need one of those. I've been fighting with my husband for years on that.
Gyro-stabilized cup holder. So it's just...
See,
that's progress.
I didn't have a good name for it, but doohickey is pretty good. I love that.
Absolutely, a gyro-stabilized cup holder. I am going straight to my husband, and I'm telling him we are getting that this time.
Everybody needs one.
Everybody needs one. Yeah. I've been fighting over the cup holder for years.
Really?
You need to understand that.
What do you find is kind of the favorite couple of products that Sporty just keeps selling and selling and selling?
Well, we mentioned the iPad stuff. That's still just red hot. You know, the ADS-B receivers and the mounts you talk about. And everything to really...
Doohickeys. We call them doohickeys now.
Yes. To soup up your iPad. That's big. But also headsets. I mean... It's kind of amazing the advancements they've made in headsets. You think back, and I've been flying about 20 years, and I learned to fly with a vice clamp that was a torture instrument. And now we have headsets that are lighter and quieter, and I can hook my phone up to it. And we take it for granted maybe, but headsets something you need every time you fly in most cases. And Lightspeed Bose, those folks have really been pushing forward. So that's a real hot category for us.
Yeah, and trust me, for those folks that are listening, you need a headset, because those of us that used to instruct in airplanes with no headsets that are now advanced in years have found out it took a toll on our hearing.
I am one of those. I will fully admit to it. And I'm married to one of those, which makes our conversations very, very interesting.
Especially when he doesn't want to hear you.
Well, that's another.
That can be selective.
That can be very selective. And it goes both ways.
See, for a change, we have two guys and one lady. Let's not give her
all the
secrets. I
am totally outnumbered in here.
Yes. I mean, well, you know, John, it's been so great having you here. And where can people find more info about Sporty's?
Sporty's.com online. And again, if you're here at Oshkosh, Tent 260 right in front of Hangar B, we've got lots of good stuff, lots of new stuff. Also, check out our Legend Cub. That's our sweepstakes airplane. And looking really good on the field here at the Legend Cub booth. You can crawl around that. Could be your airplane.
That sounds great. And you don't have to be a legend in order to want to look at the Cub.
Absolutely not.
That's good.
We certainly aren't.
We're so glad you stopped by today. And like I said, we're all going to head over to the Sporty's booth and check out the new doohickeys as soon as we can. John, thanks for being with us from Sporty's. And you're listening to 96.5 EAA Radio.